if you even look at the SamCart integrations with Zapier versus ThriveCart, they have like subscription charge, new refund, new order, subscription cancellation. That's it. Nothing with affiliates, like nothing, there's nothing there.
That's pretty limited. If you have a nice set of triggers and actions inside Zapier, that's the keys to the kingdom. You can do anything you want with it, but you're limited by what the software is putting out. And that's why ThriveCart's one of the best for that.
Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by putting client results first. I'm Ashley Pendergraft, a systems and automation expert with over 5 years of experience in the coaching industry. Let's get into the show.
Hello, Dama. Welcome to the Systems Famous podcast. We're so excited to have you. Dama is a client, a colleague, a business bestie, and I'm just so excited to have you on the podcast. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, share what you do and what work you do in this industry.
Yeah. Hi. It's so nice. We met in real life. So we are also IRL friends now too. Hi, I'm Dama Chu. I am originally from San Francisco, but I live in Hudson Valley now, and I'm a funnel strategist and ThriveCart expert. And so what that means is I basically help people who want to create a one-to-many, a group program, a course or something like that. I help them get the tech side of it. Not just like iffy handled, like rock solid handled. My tagline is may the automations be ever in your favor. I am like bananas about marketing automations. So that's where Ashley and I nerd out. I think in automations, it's my favorite thing. I want you to make those sales without having to be glued to your computer so you can actually have that quality of life that, let's be honest, we all started our online businesses for. So tiny backstory. I'm a formerly trained accountant, and my husband and I quit our corporate jobs in, I don't know what it was, 2017, 2018. We moved to Central America. We're volunteering for a year, having the best time of our lives. And then I wanted to stay longer. So I started looking into side hustles, started a Pinterest management business, got bored like crazy hecka fast, like really, really fast. And was more interested in like, okay, I'm bringing you traffic, but what are you doing with it? Of course, you're not seeing results because you're not doing anything with it. And so got into funnels and have planted my flag here. I love it. And then all the things that come with it, ThriveCart and marketing automations, copywriting, conversion optimization, all that jazz.
Love it. And one of the things that I love about you and the systems people who are like not systems agnostic are my favorite. Like I'm the Airtable girl. You're the ThriveCart girl. You're also kind of the Airtable expert too. But I just love that you go all in on ThriveCart and like have that point of view because I am the same. I also tell people like, that's the best one. If you're not on it, you're going to get on it eventually. You're going to learn that it's the best, most scalable one as you're growing your business. So Why don't you share with us, like, let's just address the elephant in the room, which is Kajabi is an all-in-one platform. Kartra is all-in-one. They have checkout platforms. Like, why not use the checkout platform that might come with your course platform? And like, why use ThriveCart?
Well, I've got a list for you. So first of all, I think when we're first starting out, the all-in-one is really attractive. And you think, okay, it's only $100 and something a month, but it can quickly add up. That becomes very easily $1,800. And if you kind of max out, if you have a lot of products like I do, I have lots of ideas. There's still probably a million things out there that I want to create. Kajabi or Kartra is not going to work for me. Neither of them starts you off with an unlimited plan. And I'm an unlimited kind of girl. I like to have the freedom to grow. And so that's one thing. There's some limitations with the all-in-one software. They're not excellent at any one thing. And so that's kind of my biggest hassle with them is they're not excellent at email marketing or excellent at page building. I think Kajabi has a nice page builder. Their email marketing is super basic. Kartra has a clunky, glitchy page builder, but they have some other features that are kind of nice. And then the other thing is cost. So I bought ThriveCart in 2020. For $690, and that was it. I don't pay them a monthly fee. I, for a long time, spent like $15 a month on my business because I had already paid for ThriveCart and I had a small list. So I was on MailerLite and paying them $15 a month for my email list. And that was it. And I was just making money, like all profit. It was pretty cool. And so the cost thing is a big deal. There's lots of other stuff. The affiliate system, the login and user experience is not great, but I could talk about that for days. The checkouts are a little bit clunky. They want you to log in which seems on the surface that that's good. But as I mentioned before, I'm all about funnels. I'm all about streamlining and making the process easier for people. So more people are eagerly jumping into your offers. And then if they start looking for which email do I log in with, it creates friction. And I'm all about optimizing and reducing friction in that buying process and making it a fun experience and not chores or homework. And so that's one of the bigger things. Plus, I think you can also create much nicer checkouts in ThriveCart, certainly than Kartra. They're very clunky.
I work with clients that are just starting their group programs, but also have multi-million dollar group programs. And a lot of them started out on the Teachable checkout or on Kajabi because they weren't thinking about what will this look like? How will the management of this be when I have 400 clients who have payment plans? And I find that the back end of, if you're not in a checkout platform that isn't the best at what they do, which is checkout platforms, you just run into so many limitations and so many weird like workarounds and all of that. So what would you say to someone who like has a 500K plus business and isn't using ThriveCart, is on some of these older, not as robust platforms?
I won't sugarcoat it. Migrating platforms, migrating systems sucks. It's just, it's not fun for anyone unless you have like exactly two products and not a ton of clients. It's not fun for anyone, but I think you always have to be thinking about what are the benefits. We run a business so that we can have a living doing what we love, right? And so you do need to be focused on ways that you can streamline your system, make it more pleasant, make it more conversion optimized. So you're making more from all the marketing efforts, all the podcasts and the YouTubes and the emailing and all that stuff you're doing. If your purchasing process is clunky or frustrating, it's costing you sales. So you're almost like treading water. It's not beneficial to keep sticking with a software that you know is inferior simply because it's not convenient to switch. There's never a really good time to do a migration. It's no fun. It's just, it is what it is. But I would look at, if you're curious, like if you are really thinking about this, I would go and poke around in Zapier and just look at what triggers and actions are available. You'll see that the ones for Kajabi and Kartra, as relates to the money side of it, rebills and recurring, the affiliate side, all of that is very limited compared to what you get with ThriveCart. And as an affiliate, I'm a person who makes a good chunk of my income as an affiliate. And I don't really like to be an affiliate for anything that the affiliate program is managed in Kajabi or Kartra, because I just, I hate having to dig around for the link. I can never get Kartra to work for me, the affiliate side of it. The course side is okay, but the affiliate side of it is a nightmare. Once I see someone's affiliate program is hosted in Kartra, I'm kind of like, I'm probably not going to promote. Like, I'm just, get better tech. I'm just not going to promote. What I like about ThriveCart is when you log in as an affiliate, you can see everything that you're an affiliate for. All the programs you're part of makes it super easy. It's one login. I'm in there every single day anyway. So I can grab my affiliate link and drop it with the quickness if it's hosted in ThriveCart. But if it's Kajabi, I'm kind of like, did I make a pretty link? I might have, I might not have. It's not happening. And so the system is limited in what stats and all the other stuff too. But it's just a frustrating experience. So I think if you can make that switch, buy out the time to do the migration, I think you really reap a lot of benefits, especially nerdy stuff like data and stats and ease of use, automation capability, better user experience for your affiliates and for your customers, lots of stuff.
Whenever we do migrate people off of, because ThriveCart is also the most like Airtable friendly platform because of all of the Zapier automations. We'll get into all the fun things you can do there. But I always tell people, like, please don't do your next launch without switching over to ThriveCart, because we can handle like the historical legacy payment plans that are maybe still like hanging out on Kajabi or Teachable or whatever. But when you get that next big influx, you want to put it on the new platform. So the best thing is as soon as possible, but I like to say, let's at least get a checkout page up before your next launch. So you just have to literally change the buy now button to be a ThriveCart link versus a Teachable link. That part, just switching over, isn't a huge lift forward facing, but the migration of dozens of digital products, that'll take time. The best thing I recommend is before your next launch, let's just get ThriveCart up and running. People can get up and running in a day, especially with all the resources that you have, Dama, of like the quick start of ThriveCart, all of the amazing templates that you have. It's pretty simple to set up and you'll be like, oh, I get it now. Like I see the light.
Well, and I can speak personally to that too. I did my very first launch very tape and glue. I was using a cheap WordPress plugin, which caused me lots of hassles. And I talked about buying Thrivecart for like 6 months with my husband. And I was like, I'm going to get it if this launch goes well. If this launch goes well, then I'm going to get it. And eventually I did my launch and it was great, but like I should have just bought the right software in the first place. I had been using it on the client side because I used to build funnels for folks. So I knew it was good. I knew how to use it. I had already learned how to use it. And I was just being a big chicken, you know, I was being a chicken and I didn't buy it. And eventually my husband is like, are you going to buy a Thrivecart already? He doesn't know my business terms, but he knew Thrivecart because I had been obsessing over whether or not I should get it. And I really do wish I had gotten it sooner because then all my data would be in there. That was my first launch. It would all be in one place. So I still have a tiny bit of customers from, I don't know what year that was, 2019 or something, that are in some other system, in some other ether, you know, Netherlands. So I do wish I had done it sooner because it's a lifetime deal. So I just basically kind of cheated myself by not getting it sooner and using it straight away. So I can tell you from experience.
I remember when I was starting my business and like $600, like a one-time payment at $600, like that is that's too much. Like it was an expense that I didn't have the income to do. And I was working with a client who recently was kind of in that position and I'm not like, drop the 600, like do it. Like if you don't have it, you don't have it and that's okay. But she ended up using Gumroad, which is free, but it takes a percentage. And as she started to grow, we were looking at her revenue and I was like, hey, you're losing $200 a month, like right now where your current memberships is, like based on like the 10% fee that Gumroad takes alone. Like in 2 months, you could have paid for Thrivecart and we don't have to deal with that like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's like the bigger you got, the more they were going to take from you and like the more and more Thrivecart made sense. So she was like, shit, like, yes, let's do it. Let's move to Thrivecart now. So there was a bit of a practical, like, yep, at that time it made sense because you didn't have the revenue to make a big chunk investment. But as soon as she did, I was like, let's get off of it and let's go into Thrivecart. And that migration is like, everybody has to update their payment plans. Like that's a journey. It's a customer service journey. That's a pain, but we had a really clear reason why we didn't do it and then why we were ready to move into it. So that was, but yeah, it's always like the sooner you can do it, the better.
Yeah, no, and I should definitely acknowledge that. Even so, there's the regular level is like $495 and the pro is $690. And I know from my own experience that that was a big number. I was the person who was a done for you funnel builder. And then I transitioned to one to many. And I knew that I was going to eventually transition to that. So I used when I had a good, like a client payout or they paid a deposit or they paid the balance on their contract, I used that to cover Thrivecart because I knew it was going to help me down the line. And you don't always have it. Sometimes it's just not the right time. But I was able to kind of leverage that seed money from my done for you business to get to that point. And I talk to people about Thrivecart quite a bit because they're just like, yeah, but I'm established. I'm like, yeah, but you're paying them $200 a month in order to have affiliates and stuff. And you're paying them $200 a month, which you could basically break even with Thrivecart and then you wouldn't have to pay them anymore. That's a reason enough to switch. And sometimes it's like, well, the business is profitable enough. Yes, but the more you grow your business, and you and I talk a lot about this, Ashley, when you're scaling, the more you grow your business, the more team costs go up and those don't go down. Once team costs go up, they don't go down. So if you can find efficiencies in your tech without sacrificing experience, it's worth doing. It's definitely worth doing. Even if you just hired somebody new on and you kind of just want them to get to know your business, it'd be kind of a good project to show them how to do that. And then they're going to see the inner workings of all your products too.
I had a client who ended up using Thrivecart instead of Thrivecart because they're a little bit more like SaaS oriented and Thrivecart just like looks more legit than Thrivecart. If you like look at their sales page, but actually Thrivecart's way more powerful on the back end. If you even look at the Thrivecart integrations with Zapier versus Thrivecart, they have like subscription charge, new refund, new order, subscription cancellation. That's it. Nothing with affiliates, like nothing. There's nothing there.
That's shocking to me. I've been a Thrivecart girl for a long time. That's just fuel to my fire because I'm like, that's pretty limited. I mean, there's so much you can do once you have those. If you have a nice set of triggers and actions inside Zapier, that's the keys to the kingdom. You can do anything you want with it, but you're limited by what the software is putting out. And that's why Thrivecart's one of the best for that. agree.
I don't look for cutting costs for like saving a couple hundred here. I'm like, just make another done for you sale and cover it all for the year if it's the best software for the job. But if it's not the best software for the job, then why? Why are we doing it?
Yeah. I mean, and it depends on your business. I use Paperform with a client and I absolutely love Paperform, but I don't really need to spend $50 a month on a form software. Airtable forms work just fine for me. And fill out is kind of cute too. If you need it to be cute, fill out can do it. I also have a softer subscription that I use in lots of other parts of my business. And I can make really cute forms and softer too. So I'm like, buy Paperform. I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if it's the best, sometimes you just don't need it. I think about what's essential to my business and taking payment, delivering my products, handling my affiliate stuff. That's essential to my business and the form stuff.
Yeah. I think that's a great distinction. It's like, you don't need the best form builder. You need the one that works. But having a robust checkout affiliate, that's going to influence bottom line and revenue and sales and conversion rates much more than like a pretty paper form versus like another form builder.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that we nerded out a lot about was, I have a sales hub. I recommend that every business owner has a sales hub, which you just automate all of your sales into Airtable. So you love Thrivecart, but you also set up all of your sales to go into Airtable. Walk me through some of the aha moments you had about being able to see your data and kind of manipulate that Thrivecart sales data inside of Airtable.
Yeah. So one of the things I love about Thrivecart is the stats. And so I can see things on an individual basis. I can see what months were really great, which products. I love seeing conversion rates and which funnels are doing really well overall, which ones could use fine tuning, which piece of the puzzle. I love that kind of stat data. And that's one of the big reasons why I started Thrivecart Template Shop. And I use Thrivecart for my sales pages too, because you just don't see that same level of like really clear, concise, nicely summarized data in WordPress or whatever, because you could use UTMs to your heart, like till the cows come home. It's just not going to show you exactly what I want to see. And I'm like, CEO brain, show me right away. Like, what are my numbers? What do I need to fix? So I love the stats data on that. That's on an individual offer basis. So I went through Ashley's program and I set up my sales hubs and all my other hubs. And I was already using Airtable quite a bit in my business. But the big leap for me was taking the data, the sales numbers, and taking them out of Thrivecart and putting them into Airtable. And it might seem redundant, but it actually opened up my eyes to a lot of different opportunities and things that I thought were doing better that weren't. And so I'll explain. So the way that it's organized is I can see every single product that I've ever sold through Thrivecart, and I can even sort it by type. I can kind of set it up as type. And one thing that is super enlightening to me, and I do this every year on my email list, usually in December, right towards the end of the year, that funky week between Christmas and New Year's, I go back and I look at my numbers and I try and make decisions and plans for the year forward, not picking a word based on feels, but picking, like really looking at the numbers and looking where I could do better and where I can, what's working, what I can lean into. So I used to do a ton of manual, obnoxious calculations in order to see what wedges of the pie are my revenue numbers coming from. What percentage is template sales? What percentage is course sales? What percentage are as order bumps or as upsells versus front end price, and what percent was came from the bundle I did or from bundles I was in or from this, that, and the other. It was really hard to see it all. And so it was really helpful to take it all out and put it into Airtable, because now I can see very clearly what makes me money and what doesn't. And now I'm seeing what's making me money and what doesn't. And I have in the back of my mind the customer service emails that we get, the support that people want, the where people are getting value from the products. And it all kind of gels. I can see, well, I thought this was a really great product, but actually it was kind of a clunker. It didn't really hold up its, like, carry its own weight in terms of how long it took me to record that, how many questions I get about it, or how much support people want, how hard I have to work in order to get a sale versus this silly little product that is only this many hundred, you know, this many dollars, but I make more sales of it. And like, people just love it and they don't ask me a ton of questions. And I don't need
that damn Google Doc course.
That stinking Google Doc course. We're talking about my beloved. I shouldn't talk trash about my baby.
No, it's amazing. It's just, it's incredible.
It's called On Brand Fillable Workbooks. But Ashley and I were like having lunch the other day and just laughing like, that dang course, it just went viral. And I would have never predicted it. I would have never put $1 million on that pony, but it's such a good product and people love it. So anyway, long story short, I think what the base has let me do, having the sales hub, it's really in a very easy, no click kind of way, I can see lifetime value or lifetime sales I've made for each product and even chunked out by categories. So I know how much templates make me per year. And then I can just do that math and see how much on average they bring me in. And I can see trends and how much courses do and this does. That has been really enlightening for me because I can see that summarized very beautifully inside Airtable and then sit back and think about it for a minute and think about what am I getting all these emails about or what do people need more support on versus less. And it really helped me to make very data-driven decisions about 2023. So I installed all of Ashley's stuff last minute. I was in the program for 5 months before I got to work on it, but I did it. I did it in December of 2022, right before I was doing my annual like numbers recap. And it gave me a ton of clarity of just like where to go for 2023. And I've been like running relentlessly towards those things in 2023. And it's been really cool to see.
And something I love about the Sales Hub too, is that now that it's set up, you could go in at any time of the day and it's always going to be live data. So you don't have to do that. Sit down, let me export, let me import, let me like, you know, match everything up. And I think that's what's so great about centralizing all of your sales data outside of your sales platform. I don't know if you have any other platforms that you use, but a lot of my people who do one-on-one, they also use like Dubsado, or they'll have a paid Acuity calls, and all of those sales can go into the Airtable base. So not only can you see what's happening just from your Thrivecart platform, but your other platforms as well, which I think is really cool and just gives you so much custom reporting. Something you did, you make these like wild, very specific niche reports. Like Dama will have a question about her users and she'll be like, oh, these people were on my list for 5 days and then they bought this opt-in and this opt-in. And it's like, Thrivecart can't get you like that level of intricacy in its reporting. But when you pull it out and it makes it really easy to pull out the info, then you can like really answer any question that you want from your business. And I think that's so cool to see.
Yeah. The Sales Hub itself gives you a lot of valuable insights. If you are a super nerd who's already obsessed with Airtable before you come to Ashley, there are a few of us in your community. We flock to you. I have put my Sales Hub on steroids. Like it is a Franken monster of a beauty of my creation. Like it's, I've taken what Ashley has built and added a bunch of other really nerdy stuff, but I use those numbers in my marketing. I use those numbers in my emails. I give real numbers of lifetime value. For example, I hosted a bundle last year and I was really curious what lead magnet, which entry into my ecosystem, because I have lots of products, what thing had the best lifetime value? Which the thing that best introduced people into my world and then made them a lifetime customer, a super fan, or a returning customer? Because as we all know, that's the gold, right? And those are the people that you just want to support to the ends of the earth because they support you. So I was able to manipulate some of the data and create some new views in the Sales Hub and get really crystal clear. And then I turned around and used those numbers in my marketing and it caught a lot of people's attention because it was just like, how do you get those numbers? How are you calculating this? And I was like, I found it from Ashley. Like you should go get your Airtable right. I'm not going to teach you this, but she will.
I'll have a business coach and they'll ask me like, well, how much was your revenue last March? And it's like, if I did not have this, like the Airtable base, like I could put it down to the penny and I'm like, well, let me pull up Stripe and let me pull up all the things and let me get out my calculator. Like that is not, I don't have time for that. Like nobody has time for that.
No. And it's not even like typing or calculator. You click twice and you're like, would you like it by percentages? Would you like it by month? Would you like it by dollar amount? How do you want it? Because I got it for you. And I don't have to do any digging or awkward advocacy mathing while you're waiting for this number. It's just there.
Hi there. I'm taking a quick pause on this episode to let you know about a free live masterclass I'm doing on October 19th called The 3 Simple Airtable Systems You Need to 3X Your Group Offer Sales and Triple Your Testimonials. You can sign up for free at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes. in this free masterclass. I am so excited. We're going to be covering exactly what you need to set up inside of Airtable before your next launch, so you're prepared for that inevitable client influx that isn't going to sacrifice your student experience or burn your team out. We're also going to share how Airtable can help you and your team do your jobs faster and more efficiently by creating one-click workflows, student progress dashboards that eliminate any manual data entry task, and more, so there's no need to increase your admin hours as your program grows. We're also going to be covering the automations you need to not only streamline the operations of your group program, but to improve your overall student experience, get your clients better results faster, increase your student renewal rate, make your marketing easier than ever, and so much more. And you know what this means? At the end of the masterclass, you'll be invited to join Systems Over Stress, my group program that helps you automate the onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign process of your signature group program in under 30 days. This is the only time the doors to the group program are going to be open this year. So if Work with Ashley has been on your vision board, now is the time to mark your calendar. I'm sharing everything, so go ahead and sign up now at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes.
We're like, we are super nerdy and we will box each other and be like, I have this idea for a workflow and an automation using software and da-da-da-da-da. But for people who are not like systems operations people, why do you think that they should care about data and should care about platforms and like all that?
I think these things are really essential elements of our business. And it's just, it's impossible to make really solid decisions without having a basis for it. Your gut, I cannot understate the value of your gut as an entrepreneur and as a leader of your business and as the creator and the visionary. Like, I lean on my gut for a lot of things, but the data has to be there too, because I can't always lean on my gut. We're recording this in July. I personally, like 2 months ago, was like, am I going to do a sale in July? July is summer. It's quiet. Blah, blah, blah. And I almost talked myself out of doing anything. And then I went to my numbers and I was like, just kidding. June kind of sucks. July is fine. And then I couldn't really reconcile that with my gut, but I was just like, sally forth, you know, and I'm in the middle of a promotion and people are loving the sale. And so I'm really glad that I didn't just listen to my gut. Sometimes the numbers will be like, you should sell X again. And I'm like, no, you know, so the gut wins when it comes to like, if I don't want to do a thing, no one's going to talk me out of it. But it's really nice to have the data, you know, like the whole fisherman analogy, fish where the fish are, and you can't really know until you look at the numbers. So I love having access to that. And it just works in concert, data and my gut and, you know, my inclination, and then we figure out the rest.
I love it. How does ThriveCart help you run your business smoother? Like, what do you like? Okay. Damn, I'm so happy I have ThriveCart.
Yeah, fair enough. So I use it for pretty much my entire business is built in ThriveCart. So I sell my products. I host my products. My affiliate program is managed through it. My sales pages are there. So having my sales pages there lets me see detailed stats and data. I can see how the bumps are performing and the upsells and are performing. I can see the overall conversion rate and I can make changes. I can A/B test. So on the funnel side of it, there's a lot of capability, but I was using a WordPress-based course platform before ThriveCart. That was a nightmare. Do not recommend logins and just don't do this. It's a bad idea. And I did it again because I was trying to save money. That was a mistake. I acknowledge I should have, like, that was a mistake. So now my course platform is inside ThriveCart. My affiliate platform is inside ThriveCart. So this is kind of a little bit how my world works. People hear about me, they get in my world either via buying a template or getting on my list. They check out my mini webinar or something like that. Now they're in my ecosystem. Maybe they heard about me from a bundle. They go on to buy. So ThriveCart handles the purchase. Then they go on to log in and access their product. ThriveCart handles the delivery. And I don't need a Zap to connect any of that. That's all just native integration. Now they're hanging out in delivery in the course and they're liking it and they want to run off and do something with that template they just bought or that course they bought. So now they go on and create and then they turn around and become my affiliate and they share it with their audience. So that whole thing, it's all together in one place. And so I love that it's all together because if they change their email or something like that, like it's all just in one place. I don't have to log into 7 different platforms to change their email or anything like that. So it's all in one place. It also helps me on the affiliate side of things. As I mentioned earlier, nobody wants to be digging around and remembering unique like logins for the affiliate software. They log into thrivecart.com and they can see my little face with my program and they know like, oh yeah, I came here for this. I came here for Ashley's link or I came here for Dama's link. And it's very easy for them to find. It really makes things very hands-off. So everything is very automated and effortless in a way that, in my opinion, doesn't feel robotic. Because if you make a purchase, I want the email in my inbox right away. I want access right away. I don't want to wait and I don't want to have to guess. It's all right there. It's all taken care of seamlessly. And the Zaps, the automations don't break because they're not third party. They're not Zapier. As much as I love Zapier, they're all native. So that is very seamless.
Okay, tell me about ThriveLearn and their course platform. Are there any limitations to ThriveLearn? Have you been liking it? What platform were you in before? Do you go as hard for their course platform as you go for their checkout platform?
I do, but there's two kinds of like course creators in the world. There's the course creators that care about how many lessons did this person click and what percent of the video did they watch. I'm not that girl. You bought it. It's yours. You have lifetime access. I don't care if you watch it now or in 7 months because that's the kind of consumer I am. I might buy a thing like I bought your program and then do nothing with it for 5 months. And when I'm good and ready, like, oh, I have a down month in December of 2022, I'm going to spend a month doing Airtable-y stuff. I migrated email platforms and did my systems build in Airtable with your program the same time. And I just didn't do client work. I didn't do any business stuff. I just focused on that. So I'm the kind of person who will buy. And I know in the back of my mind that it's there. If I never watch it. So there are some course creators who are adamant about knowing what percentage of the video did they watch or what percentage of the lessons have they clicked or have they looked at. I am not that girl. You paid me. Bless. You will if you're that kind of a person. So I know that Teachable and Kajabi both have that where you can see really detailed stats on student engagement with the course. It's less in Learn by like a lot. You can see if they mark the lesson done. For me, it suits my biz owner, my course creator lifestyle. IDGAF. If you logged in or if you clicked around or didn't, I don't have a way to track student engagement. It's fine with me personally. So if you are looking to switch from Kajabi or Teachable or Podia, where they give you those detailed student engagement stats, you are going to lose that with ThriveCart Learn. If you are coming from Teachable, Podia, or Kajabi, where you're able to upload your course videos directly to Kajabi's platforms, you're going to lose that. So ThriveCart Learn will host your photos and your text and all that stuff. They won't host your video. So you need to upload it to Vimeo or some other video platform. So for me, I was using LearnDash on WordPress, which sounded great, but was problematic for a lot of reasons. So for me, I don't care about student metrics in terms of their engagement. Hey, we're all big kids here. I care about, can they log in whenever they want? Is it easy to find the login page? Is it easy to access and poke around on their stuff? And I already was hosting my videos elsewhere, so it wasn't a big deal for me. The last thing you won't get that is different or less is gamification. So if you're using Member Vault, it does have kind of some cool features of like gamification. It's reduced in ThriveCart Learn. You can add gamification or unlock this lesson if, et cetera. They do have some element of that. It's the paid upgrade that Ashley was talking about. So the basic course platform doesn't have that. But if you have the $195 lifetime extra fee you pay, then you can unlock that kind of stuff. You know, give them a prize or unlock a lesson or whatever. You can write that into your course, but it doesn't come with it standard. So I think the biggest things are not being able to track your student engagement data, and it won't host your videos. I like it though. I mean, I think you can brand it and make it look professional and polished. It kind of has more of a Teachable look with the left sidebar, but they have a few different styles you can do. It works for me. I mean, yeah, I'm happy with it, but I think there's some people, if they care about those metrics, they're going to lose it and it's not going to be the best thing.
Yeah, I've got a lot of thoughts about course completion and tracking course completion. Them marking something complete doesn't mean anything. Like, it just means like they're going through the program, but are they doing the work? And I think that there's so many other more interesting ways to track client results than just, are they going through the program and did they watch the videos and how many of the videos did they watch? Yep. There are so many things you can do with Airtable forms. And I feel like you get your clients more results than most people because your stuff is so simple. You're not relying on like, get a badge every time you like, you know, make a Google Doc. Your curriculum is so strong and stands on its own that it doesn't need a lot of that gamifications, like gamification, automation, like all those things. I was like, oh, I don't really believe in that stuff anymore anyways.
I was thinking as you were saying that, like, it'd be so easy to just send an email. So I'm more likely to respond to a plain text, minimal email, just like, hey, Dama, it's Ashley. Just checking in. You've been in the program this long. Have you had a chance to start working on your sales hub? I'm more likely to hit reply to that than I am to click complete or show, you know, whatever. Like, it's just my behavior. My user behavior is not click complete or like do this, do that to show us you're doing your work. And I tend to personally resent that. I'm also a person who strongly resents dripped out content. If the material is available and I paid for it and you're making me do a dance to unlock it, I tend to resent that very strongly. So I don't love that. If it's live, that's fine. But yeah, I just like to go at my pace, and my pace might be nothing for 5 months like I did in your program. And then I went balls to the wall for a month and like love it, you know, and I'm a glowing testimonial or whatever. But if you had been on my case about like, you're not doing the work in month one, I would be like, you need to stop bugging me.
Yeah.
Life is lifing. Okay. Like I think I bought your program when I was like super sick with COVID. I had just launched my bundle. It was my first like 70K launch. And I just was like, I don't even know who I am in my real life right now, and was sick and just bought it and was like, I'll get to it. And so I think I tend to take that perspective of just like, just let people use it when they want to. And people will buy my templates when there's like a sale or when a new one comes out, and then they might come back to it in months later. Cause we all know that we don't immediately buy things. We don't always buy things and then immediately implement. Doesn't mean we're not ever gonna. So I tend to reward people or incentivize people to implement versus track or, you know, whatever. So I'll give people like, when they buy a template for me, I tell them in the post-purchase email, when you get this set up and customized, hit reply. I'd love to see your template. I'd love to see it in action. And sometimes I'll take those if they're a good fit for my audience, and I'll put them in my 4x4 footer, which gets a lot of clicks. And so I'm happy to do that. Or I'll tell people like, oh, you just bought on-brand fillable workbooks. Like, let me know when you have your mock-up. Just send it over. I'd love to see it. And sometimes I'll offer feedback, and sometimes I'll just share it. So I'd rather incentivize people and motivate them and encourage them than police them. Sorry, I said it. It was coming. Yeah.
It's here. And tell me, because you are currently running a contest or something, submit your Thrivecart template that you've created and let's show it off to the world. Yeah. And I think that's such a cool way to showcase people's results in your programs. How many people like fill those things out? Yeah, okay. I'm so curious.
Okay. So what's happening right now as we're recording this is I'm in the middle of a sale. It's a summer sale on my templates. Sale ends tomorrow. And I just announced today an opportunity to get extra visibility and cash prizes. I'm inviting folks who've purchased templates from me and customized it and are using them in the wild, want people to buy this product, to submit them. And then we're going to do upvotes and positive comments. And I am going to actually be doing cash prizes. I'm going to be using Tremendous to give out cash prizes. There'll be prizes for people who come and vote and some love. I'm going to make the whole landing page an affiliate link. So it's a really feel good opportunity for my people to promote, because I really just want to spotlight their work. And I want to see, like, I'm nosy. I want to see what they did with my template. And that's why I have hit reply and show me what you created. And when people do, I'm just like, oh, I just love it so much. You just took the vision and like took it to the next level. I freaking love when people send me their templates that they've customized, even if they just swap out a couple colors. I don't care. I just want to see it. And so this is a totally selfish ploy for me, because I'm nosy and I just want to see what people are doing. But it's also a really good way for me to showcase, like, these are your offers. I'm actually planning, and I hadn't told you this, Ashley, but I'm planning on doing a little bonus training where I'm going to teach them how to create a super secret template expo, like attendee voter only discount, so that they can not only use it to drive visibility for their products, but actually motivate people to buy something too.
I love that. And I think if you look at your offers as like, how can I showcase my students? How can I like show their work, instead of like, how do I do a blast to get more case studies and more testimonials to add to my sales page? It's different energies. And I know like when I'm about to launch, I'm like, who are the people I should be reaching out to? And that doesn't feel good to me. And I'm sure it doesn't feel good to other people, but to be able to be like, we want to collectively celebrate and show you off this like sales page showcase. Like, I can't wait to watch it in the wild. I'm sure by the time this is out, it'll have like come and gone, but we'll link whatever is still here. We'll link it.
Yeah. And I genuinely have no intention for it. Like, this is not a revenue driving event for me. This is just a feel good event, if that makes sense. Like, this is just me wanting to experiment and have fun, and also like show my people how proud I am of them.
Well, Dama, is there any last parting advice, or if someone is on the fence about ThriveCart, where should they go? What should they do?
Yeah. So one of my big mantras is like, no, you don't have to be an all-in-one person, but let your funnel software be your funnel software. Like, it's not meant to be your email marketing software. Let it be your funnel software. So one of the things that my sales hub has helped me to understand is seeing where revenue is coming from for a particular offer. So I have a product that people don't often buy as a main product. They don't go through that funnel and buy it very often. They buy it as an order bump all the time. And it's because I have it placed in the right place at the right time when the buyer intent is all there. And so I cannot speak highly enough about leveraging your order bump strategically, effectively, super easy to do once you get it going. And you can replicate that in as many funnels as you want. Same thing goes for upsells. Upsells added like 17K to my business. And I'm just like, hi, thank you. It wouldn't have been there if I hadn't just experimented with upsells. And so I would say, look at, if you have ThriveCart, look at what you're using it for and how can you use it? So quick, tiny side thing. So I'm Mexican. I'm a daughter of immigrants. And I grew up very much with the like Mexican psyche of like, if you have a thing, you use it until it falls apart kind of thing. Like, you use it to the last drop. So there's this expression in Spanish is like, hay que sacarle todo el jugo. Like, you cannot set a lime down on the counter until you have squeezed out every last drop. Like, it's a cultural pride. Like, you didn't waste any of that like delicious lime juice, right? And so I kind of grew up with that in the back of my head. And I look at my tech that way. I look at, what is ThriveCart capable of that I'm not using it for? What does it have already that is just chilling, free, there, available? I'm not even doing with it. And I want to juice it for all that I paid for and see how it can add more revenue and ease to my business. And if you're curious more about what that actually looks like in practicality, I have a little 15-minute mini training that walks you through start to finish, from finding one of my products all the way to the end, all the ways that ThriveCart, with every automation, what that really looks like. And I go through it. You go behind the scenes of my funnel. I show you a sneak peek at some stats and numbers. I show you all of that. And it's a quick little 15-minute training. It's a good intro. If you have ThriveCart and you're worried you might be underutilizing it, and if you don't have ThriveCart and you're just kind of wondering what it's capable of. So it's thrivecarttemplateshop.com/mini-training. And I'm sure Ashley will link it.
Yeah, we'll link it. Yeah, I'm definitely not using ThriveCart to its fullest potential. And even me, I'm not using Airtable to its fullest potential. There are so many more things we can do with these softwares. And it's so much better to be, especially as you're scaling, to be in software that there is like juice left to squeeze. Yes. Instead of being like, there's nothing, I've outgrown this lemon. Like, we are past. And that's really like a tough position to be in. So just to know that like, business owners who dozens of digital products are like, are in Airtable every day. Like, there's still so much capacity that these platforms have to like further our businesses and streamline them even more. So I think it's just like, I love when people are like, this software is the best, Dama approved, gold star, haven't found any issues yet. Like, I think it's just so, it's so great to have that.
It grows with you when you're ready. You don't have to start, you don't have to come out the gate with order bumps and upsells and a course platform. You don't have to do that. Start small. That's what I did. And then when you're ready, those keep, it just will, that flower will just keep opening up. You can just keep squeezing juice from that juicy, juicy lime. The only thing I think would be the thing that's really, I ran out of, like, it can't grow with me anymore, was Mailer Lite. I was with Mailer Lite for a long time. You need really good email marketing software. So use one of the good ones, y'all. Like, even though Mailer Lite or Flowdesk are cheaper, just Ashley and I will be the first to talk you out of Flowdesk, even though it's so cute. It's so limited. You will outgrow it. You will outgrow it before you know it. Have confidence in your business and the growth that is in front of you and what you're going to make happen with your, you know, with your wits. Don't use an email software that cannot grow with you. So we like ActiveCampaign and Drip and ConvertKit. We don't like the really limited ones.
Do you still have your email workshop?
Yeah. So I have this little 60-minute training. I tested like 9 different email service providers before I finally chose one and moved. And then 3 months later, they changed their pricing, changed their capabilities. And so I had to move again. So something of a nerd when it comes to email marketing software. So it's a little $9 thing called Email Service Matchmaker. And it'll just help walk through what's the right one for you based on your budget, your needs, and where you're at in business.
Great. We'll put that in the show notes too. Dama, thank you so much for being here. This is like one of the nerdier episodes, but I'm always here for it. I'm sure we will continue sending each other zappier ideas that we had in our dreams.
The worst part is this is just like skimming the surface of our nerdiness. We have so much nerdier conversation.
Yeah, this is the glimpse into what we talk about over ramen, okay?
It's real bad, y'all.
Well, thank you so much. We will see you on the internet and we'll see you in the next episode.
Yay, thanks for having me.
If you're committed to getting your clients' results and creating the go-to coaching program in your industry, we want you to join us. Click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube to see all the systems, strategies, and behind-the-scenes stories of what it takes to create the most impactful coaching program you can.
Hi there. I'm doing a free live masterclass on October 19th. Called the 3 Simple Airtable Systems You Need to 3x Your Group Offer Sales and Triple Your Testimonials. You can sign up for free at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes. In this free masterclass, I am so excited. We're gonna be covering exactly what you need to set up inside of Airtable before your next launch so you're prepared for that inevitable client influx that isn't gonna sacrifice your student experience or burn your team out. We're also gonna share how Airtable can help you and your team do your jobs faster and more efficiently by creating one-click workflows, student progress dashboards that eliminate any manual data entry task, and more, so there's no need to increase your admin hours as your program grows. We're also gonna be covering the automations you need to not only streamline the operations of your group program, but to improve your overall student experience, get your clients better results faster, increase your student renewal rate, make your marketing easier than ever, and so much more. And you know what this means? At the end of the masterclass, you'll be invited to join Systems Over Stress, my group program that helps you automate the onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign process of your signature group program in under 30 days. This is the only time the doors to the group program are going to be open this year. So if Work with Ashley has been on your vision board, now is the time to mark your calendar. I'm sharing everything, so go ahead and sign up now at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes.